This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And also, you may, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And in the next segment, we will open up the phone line so you can call in. 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. That'll be in the next segment. That's a B block. We be blocking. We'll open up the phone line so you can call in. We've got a lot of things going on, a lot of crazy, crazy, crazy things going on. Donald Trump is flying around in the helicopter last time we checked. Elizabeth Warren has her head bonnet on with feathers, of course. And she's got her war paint on. Now, I don't know if somebody photoshopped it. Perhaps they did. But she's coming out claiming that she does have a single solitary gene in her genome that says she's Indian. And of course, the phenotypic effect of that are her high cheekbones. Now, those of you that are not understanding what I'm talking genetics here. Genotype, phenotype, the genes that express those fiends, I mean the phenotype, what is visibly seen, that's what's the phenotype. Now, don't get me into this whole genetics thing. We can rock and roll all day long. We just demand so much of our public figures. What gene are you expressing today? Well, all of them, if you're alive. Just think about that. You are expressing all of your genes every single day. You have some people like Levi's. Some people. All right. No, I'm not talking about those kind of genes either. I'm talking about genes and chromosomes and cells. The biology of you is what I'm talking about. Your ancestry. Me and 23, something like that. Anyway, so welcome aboard. We've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, like I said. And 215-TOP-TALK is the telephone number. We will take your calls after the B block here. We got a few things to set up. One of the things that came up, it's to the San Francisco Business Times. I'm going to pull this up on our website, agenda21radio.com or .news or a21r.com. That's how you get a hold of us. Okay, now this is something, Bay Area Exodus. To set this up for you, those of you that are especially fans of New California and throughout the nation, about the exodus leaving California. It has now hit this exodus, the business, because of the business unfriendliness going on in California. It has now hit the big time. It is now hitting the fangs, as we call them. That's Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. The fangs, the big boys, the multiple billions of dollars heirs, those people, are starting to hit them. And so they're starting to move out. And allied companies, I might add, they're starting to move out. And in a story that came out, where is this story from? Boy, sorry. I got so into this. But in a story that came out yesterday, I read it yesterday from San Francisco Business Times. It's interesting because now the fangs are going down. Bay Area exodus. Here are the companies that have moved headquarters out of or opened offices out of California. Already got a ton of views on that. We just posted it this morning. It says, every week brings news of yet another Bay Area company that plans to move its headquarters out of the region, essentially saying enough is enough. Enough with drug users shooting up across from Twitter's San Francisco headquarters. By the way, that's pretty interesting down there. And I've seen this. I don't go down to San Francisco. I just don't do it. The when you go turning down some of the streets and the urine smell is just overwhelming. It kind of sets it up, though. Enough with walking by someone defecating in the street in the city's financial district. Enough with avoiding confrontations with the homeless who appear mentally ill. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. Those quality of life issues are on top of the escalating housing costs, growing traffic congestion, and higher taxes that are likely to only get worse as President Trump's tax overhaul means many of the Bay Area's most successful residents will be paying more to the IRS, as they should. That's my opinion. So much with my great success as an entrepreneur downtown. The list of companies expanding elsewhere or actually moving their Bay Area headquarters out of the state reads like a growing casualty count as the region's business and civic leaders grapple with these quality of life issues. Here we go. Depalmed, Bare Essentials, Jamba Juice, Crave Jerky, and Bechtel relocating their headquarters while Charles Schwab Corp., Lyft, New Relic, and Slack, just to name a few, are expanding beyond the Bay. I mean, they're outside of the Bay Area going to other places. Not too far from, this is a big deal. Now, people ask, and this is kind of interesting. We get calls to New California State in just a few feet away. It's not even 2 feet away from my arm. I'm reaching out right now. You can't see this in the studio. We don't have the studio camera. We need to go back to that, I know. So you can see my beautiful face. Oh, my God, I have a face for radio. It's all over the place. It's ubiquitous visually. But just a few feet from where I'm at, I'm extending my arm right now. And roughly 6-7 inches away is a phone that I frequently answer during the day. And I have gotten these calls, and I want to say that one of the companies mentioned here has called this office asking questions about New California in the Bay Area, out, and what can we do, where can we go? We started getting these calls when we declared independence January 1st for New California. January 1st, they wanted to know. How serious is this? This is damn serious. New California is damn serious. We will be the 51st state. Let there be no doubt about it. And we welcome these companies in the areas that absolutely, we would welcome these companies to come to New California. This is exactly what I said in January. This is exactly what we're starting to see now. This is October. Some people in some of these companies are looking far ahead to when there will be a new. This is my prediction. And I might add, why do you think Alameda Rural just joined yesterday? I want you to think about that as you listen to this radio show. This is the big time, people. This is no little game about it. It's a lawsuit. Playing little games like that to disrupt and dissuade. Now, we're about seriously having a state here in New California. And we know that some of these people are sitting going, if we just move a few miles away from the Bay Area and build our business, we can be there. We can be in New California. I had a conversation that I've told this story many times. When somebody from downtown, a business from downtown San Francisco, called here and wanted to know how to become part of New California, I said, you're going to have to move your business to where is going to be New California. We'll be right back. Visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com.
And SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. by the way, you can call in right now to Agenda 21 Radio, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. That's 217. No, 215. 215-867-8255. That's the number to call in. I'm dropping hints. Call in. I'm just being generous here. Call in. Okay, so this article, though, I'm not leaving it behind. We're not leaving you behind in the information superhighway here about what is going on in the Bay Area and Bay Area business dealings with. It's amazing to me that people don't understand this whole business of business. Does that make sense? The business of business. The crazies that are out there wanting to, of course, help a brother out, if you know what I mean. So the Bay Area is in trouble. People are fleeing. I'm going to cover this story. This is a story. This happened months ago. And this is why it's so important today, if you will. In this article about the Bay Area exodus, and here are the companies that have moved, okay, or that are about to move, or where they're going to move to. Now, there's an important statement that's in this article that I want to expand upon. This now October, back in January, I get a call. I get a call because it was bedlam. It was a bevy of activity all around the studio here and everywhere else. Everybody's been, New California. Everybody's going crazy. And then I'm like, no, where the board is going to be for New California? And so it took a while. It took a while, several days, about a week or so, maybe two. That's a long time. But it took a while to actually hear from all 58 counties about, am I going to be in or am I going to be out? Because they saw what we're doing. People instantly understood what we are doing to the paradigm of California. We're shaking it up. We're shaking it up. We're changing it. The whole state's going to change for the good. Both old California and new California will be best for everybody. This is an amicable divorce. It's going to be great for both parties, though. You know, because there's going to be the emotional distress. I get it. I get that part. But everything at the end, and not too far away of the end, will in fact be important to understand here. Okay, just to give you an idea. So back in January, we got this call from this San Francisco business, big business. I'm not going to say anything else. Read the article, big business, and they were saying how they wanted to get out of California. How can we get into New California? They wanted that. What they were doing, say San Francisco be in New California. I said, no. If you want out, you got to get out. If you want in, you got to get out, in other words, which they agreed to. Apparently, because her name's here. Anyway, so this article talks about New California. No, it doesn't talk about old. It talks about old California and the problems that we are leaving behind as New California. This is one of the things that says LocalWise co-founder. This is LocalWise, one of the businesses, at least. It said on Tuesday, Oakland-based startup LocalWise said it will soon move its headquarters to Denver, where it plans to hire 50 people next year. And the company has 8 employees in Oakland. The big thing was the quality of life. LocalWise co-founder CEO Ben Hamlin told the Denver Business Journal, a sister publication of the San Francisco Business Times. It's never easy to ask people in the company to relocate, but it definitely helps when it's a place where people really want to go. Our team members prefer to live in Denver versus Oakland. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, Paul.
Yes.
Paul, can you hear me?
I can hear
you
now.
Hi, this is Dave Arnold in Orange County.
Hey, how are you doing? What's up?
Dave Arnold in Orange County. Not much. Hey, I'm listening to the show, and I got to tell you, it's so good to hear this. I'm so frustrated. I'm a business owner myself, and I hear people all the time leaving the state. The regulations are so high and so outrageous that people just can't stay here anymore. And we have, I hear clients leaving that own their business, and just myself, I can't really leave. My clients are based here. We're a service-based business. And they just can't pick, we can't pick up and go because, like I said, our clients rely on us being in our location. So it's so frustrating to have a state that's so overreaching and power grabbing and just trying to take everything they can and suck every, they're trying to get more money out of my business than I'm taking home. And it's so frustrating as a business owner to be stuck here with this government, this overreaching government. It's such a burden. We have to have a new state.
Yeah, you know, with Dave, and for full disclosure, Dave is one of our senators from Orange County, California, and I'm glad to see you calling in on the radio show today. But, you know, I've understand your plight, and I'm glad you're being able to tell the rest of the public about it right now because you are a business owner, and we've gone through this many, many times in the conversation with you and I personally. But I'm glad you're sharing it here because it absolutely dials right into everything that they're saying right here about the Bay Area businesses that are leaving and going to other states. It's pretty obvious. And the odd thing about it, and I discovered this when I was a superintendent, we opened up charter schools, is that the overburden of the EDD, as an example, is enough to prevent you from operating. And I mean that in a real sense. And a lot of these schools and school districts, by the way, school districts in California, too many of them, they're going to go belly up pretty soon because of what you're talking about, Dave. These are the school districts because of the overburden of the same things that's influencing the public, the private sector as well.
I just think our politicians miss basic economics. You know, if you overtax businesses and they leave, then you're going to have people living here that don't have jobs. You're going to increase the homeless population. You're going to have school districts that start shutting down because they're not making any, there's no revenue from sales taxes, property taxes, anything else because everybody's left. I mean, they don't understand the basic economics of it. You can have a minimum wage, but if there's no business to cover that minimum wage, you're going to have more people sitting in the Santa Ana riverbed and in downtown L.A. and San Francisco. It's simple. It's simple math.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting, because you mentioned this, that because of the lack of income coming in on taxes to the state because businesses are fleeing. If you're in the public school system, and because I was a former public school superintendent, if you're in the public school system, not only are you losing that tax revenue that's supposed to come to your state, but the state steals from the school districts as much as 40% of the money that is owed to the school districts they keep and use for their own programs. I mean, it's a double whammy for those.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I talk about this all the time. I'm so frustrated. We voted for the lottery several years ago, and with that, 5% of it was supposed to go to our schools. So while they still give that 5% to the schools, they steal whatever they gave in that lottery money. They take out of the school's budget, so the school doesn't have the money that they were promised, and it's so frustrating. I watch teachers unloading out of their own pockets just to support their own classroom for science and math and all of this. It's unbelievable to me that they can get away with stealing the money that's dedicated or was supposed to be dedicated to our schools.
It is rather frustrating.
Little sleight of hand by Jerry Brown.
Yeah. It's not even little. It's a big sleight of hand from Jerry Brown into the rest of people. Now, you have some issues specifically with the EDD. What is the EDD? Because a lot of people don't understand what EDD stands for and who they are.
So the EDD is the Employee Development Department. And it's a state-based organization or bureaucracy. And I did, several years ago, I had a run-in with the EDD, and they did an audit of our books, really for the employee purposes. And, you know, I can understand a portion of what they were looking at, but they were wrong in their assumptions and their calculations, and they threatened me that they were going to submit my paperwork to the IRS, which I told them the IRS already has everything. They were trying to get all of my general ledger accounting, and they wanted all of they wanted to know where, you know, why I was buying certain things that had nothing to do with employee relations. I mean, I don't know what it matters if I buy paint to paint the walls in my business, how that affects employees. It doesn't have anything to do with them. I submit my information to the IRS. All that they are entitled to is employee records, what you pay them, how you pay them, all of that, whether you're 1099, W-2. And while that's IRS-related information, they're just trying to make sure that people are categorized correctly. But they came to me and they wanted to fine me $18,000 for taxes on a certain category of individual. And I went back through their documents of how they are allowed to do things, and I was able to push back on them. A lot of business owners wouldn't do that, and they would just pay the fine. I'm just not going to sit back and pay a fine that's not due to me. They ended up waiving the entire fine, or not waiving it. They agreed with me on how I categorize people, but I had to go through an 8-month audit of explaining to them, because some bureaucrat feels that they can sit back in Sacramento and tell me how to run my business, or that they can run it better, not even knowing the industry.
Yeah, that is a problem. And of course, the what you had was an employees. You had employees that were not painters, as an example, and they wanted to know they wanted to know if you were using them as painters. Is that kind of what they're trying to get to?
Well, no. I own a hair salon, and most of the people that work for me are renters. They rent their space. They do all of their work independently, and I don't do anything other than rent with them.
Right. Right.
But I would make payments to them on occasion for whether it's gift cards or a portion of product sales, anything like that, and that's completely fine with how the state works or IRS. But what they were telling me is that I needed to pay taxes on those portions, even though I follow all of the rules on whether you determine their hours and what to wear and when they come and go and what they do or the products they use. I follow every single rule to a T, and they were telling me that I should have been paying taxes on them. And as I went through their matrix, their lack of a matrix, I ended up creating one for them because they had no way to determine how a business actually runs or determines an independent contractor versus an employee. So I actually submitted a matrix for them, and I showed them the grading. I showed them how it worked, and they ended up saying, oh, yeah, you're right. They are independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to hold you at this point because I had the same experiences when I was a superintendent and they were running the charter schools and stuff like that, running them into the ground, I might add. And this is coming from the state. That and again, here is the situation, is that these laws are passed, these regulations are passed, because the California state legislature is an 11-month legislature, so it can run laws and run bills all day long. And with that will come the regulations, and with that will come the fees and the taxes and so on. So what always happens is that the legislation gets way out in front of the bureaucracy, which is going to lay down the rules and regulations. And pretty soon you have a law, it goes into effect, but there's no instruction manual to that law. And so you have to kind of, a bureaucracy is established, and they've got no guidelines. They've got no way in which they can, rule on the various rules and regulations. They've got no legal counsel that's been supportive of them. And so you got all these laws that are out there on the books. They're being enforced, and everything, they're being enforced by swag, by the bureaucrats, which is stupid, wild-ass gas. And that's what you got here. You got stupid, wild-ass gas on their part, and then you had to come along, and you created the matrix for them to understand your plight, and they finally agreed with you. What kind of lawmaking is that?
Right. Well, it's just a bureaucrat who really doesn't know, and they've got this gal, and I asked her, I said, who gets to determine this? Who gets to determine, because the weighting on certain categories is, you know, light, medium, and heavy. Well, who gets to determine some arbitrary categorization? It doesn't make any sense. The law is not just some arbitrary number that some individual gets to throw on it. It's got to be specific, measurable, you know. It's just unbelievable. You got to have a measurable and specific category that you can identify, and you can't just put some person in charge of it and say, oh, well, no, I think I think that you're cheating the system.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they look at it and say, well, you know, I think so, therefore it is. That's law. That's a regulation. But that's them looking to say, open up your wallet and give me everything you have in it. That's what they're saying. And I've got a pen.
I need to justify my salary.
Right. That's right. I have a pen, I have a phone, and I have a law, and you better do as I say, else I'm signing my name to some arbitrary fine. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And that's exactly what my experience was when I dealt with the EDD in a public education situation. I'm like, wait a minute, these are public employees, and you're doing this to public employees. So a lot of stuff, you know, that applied to the public sector, they're applying, well, certainly they're applying it to the private sector because that's where they see the cash. But also they realized that the government entities of local counties, such as school districts, such as your cities, such as your counties, they are subject to the same fines and fees. So basically you have this system that's eating itself, you know, and eating, not only eating the private sector up, but it's also eating itself up. And therein lies, of course, the big dilemma. As you know, Dave, we've been talking about this for quite some time. California is at the point now, especially with this article here, California is losing its tax base because the capital gains for these companies, which has been basically the tax, the food, if you will, for this beast called the California government, the tax capital gains is going away. And we heard about the big drop with the FANGs last week. We know that we've been talking to our people that in March, this is going to plunge big time for California. And that's the rise of New California.
Right, right. And like I said, it's basic economics. The state hasn't figured out how to cut its expenses. So you're going to continue to see money grabs like the gas tax. You're going to see them continue and to try to go after the next big money grab. You know, they'd already said that with the money that we got back from the Trump tax cuts, that they were going to try to go after that and increase your state taxes by the same amount. So, they're not done. They're not done trying to dig through your wallet and see what's left. It's just gotten absolutely ridiculous. You know, they've already said that your energy you're going to tax at a higher rate, your water they're going to tax. They've got fines that are going to come down on your water in the next couple of years for overuse. It's constant. They're looking for whatever they can tax.
Well, you
know, if it moves, you better nail it down. They're going to take it.
They're going to take it. Yeah, that's right. If it's moving, they're going to take it. Well, listen, Dave, I know you're on your way to work, and I really appreciate you calling. Very, very good input, and, of course, very timely considering this article that came out in the San Francisco Business Times. It's very telling, isn't it? It's exactly as we've been talking about for New California over the last year, isn't it?
Right, right. It's perfect.
Yeah, kid. And, you know, we all sat down and drew this up, right? We're just the reaction to what's been going on here, ladies and gentlemen. That's all New California. So, Dave, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
All right, thanks for having me on, Paul.
Okay. Anyway, that was Dave Arnold, and he is our senator out of Orange County for New California. And, he's classic. He is a classic one. That talks about the examples that I was talking about earlier. 215-867-8255 is the telephone number to call in for Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com, of course, is the website. So this is where we're at right now. New California started. But let's get back into this article here a little bit. I got a couple minutes left before we get to the break. It says, the rising costs of doing business in the Bay Area are also raising concerns among entrepreneurs and venture capitalists that the region's reputation for risk-taking on promising startups could suffer. I believe the early-stage startup ecosystem is at risk in Silicon Valley, says Naveen Jain, co-founder of cryptocurrency startup Tari, and a lifelong Bay Area resident who moved to Nashville over the summer. The goal for any early-age startup is not to die before you are able to find product market fit and scale to a point where you are sustainable and able to raise money. This is becoming harder and harder to do in the Silicon Valley. The Bay Area is also seeing large companies moving their headquarters out of the region. The states trying to attract the headquarters of California companies are becoming more aggressive. Tennessee is moving more squarely onto this list of states with no individual income tax. When it eventually eliminates an income tax on interest and dividends above a certain threshold, that tax will be eliminated altogether in 2021, placing Tennessee on more equal footing with Texas, Florida, and a handful of other states with no individual state income tax. California, New California, will be in the same boat. Back in Texas, the Dallas Business Journal is hosting a seminar next month for those wanting to join the 75 companies from around the country that have moved their headquarters to Dallas-Fort Worth in the last 7 years. Nearly as many regional offices have done the same. The newspaper says in asking, ready to relocate? One recent victory for Dallas was San Francisco-based Coremark Holding, Inc., a Fortune 500 company moving headquarters to Dallas to Texas City in 2019. We'll finish this one off and come back. It's too good. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. And also, you can call in 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. That's 867-8255. 215-867-8255. Yeah, we're talking about this businesses that are relocating out of. Now, there's another statement up here in this article, and it alludes to something else. It says here, every week brings news of yet another Bay Area company that plans to move its headquarters out of the region, essentially saying enough is enough. Enough with drug users shooting up across the across from Twitter's San Francisco headquarters, enough with walking by someone defecating in the street in the city's financial district, and enough with avoiding confrontations with the homeless who appear mentally ill. Those quality of life issues are on top of the escalating housing costs, growing traffic congestion, higher taxes that are likely to only get worse as President Trump's tax overhaul means many of the Bay Area's most successful residents will be paying more to the IRS. The list of companies expanding elsewhere, listen to this. This is the salient part here. The list of companies expanding elsewhere or actually moving their Bay Area headquarters out of state. Now, list of companies expanding elsewhere. Reads like a growing casualty count as the region's businesses and civic leaders grapple with these quality of life issues. And then they list a whole bunch of these other ones. It says on Tuesday, Oakland-based startup, well, then they go on with this. Now, one of the things that's really important to understand, the list of companies expanding elsewhere or actually moving their Bay Area headquarters out of state, that's the statement, the list of companies expanding elsewhere. That's what we're hearing, is there's a rumor going on there's going to be a new state. Now, we're tying something together here, ladies and gentlemen. Companies have asked us, what are the boundaries for New California? From the Bay Area and from Los Angeles. They said, what is your borders for New California? I said, just think rural, baby. We're all about rural. We're not about urban. And we won't be urbanized. That's the other thing. There'll be urbanization, but not like we've seen before. New California is a different state and will be a different state altogether. It will be a complete paradigm shift from the California that is people are suffering under right now. It will be a complete, thorough change. It will be one of the top economic states in the world. It will far surpass California today. Far surpass it economically. That's what we're dealing with here. This is no idle little chit-chat. This is exactly what we have. So this is New California. And you can see it on the website, newcaliforniastate.com. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a little simple thing. And those that have been out there playing little games with, oh, we're going to start this new little state with two counties. That's not the way the game is played. And that's not the way it works. You have to be real. You have to be legitimate. You have to be honest with the people. Stop stealing their money. And move forward to create a new state. And that's what we're doing in New California. We have passed the point of no return. We have started something that when you follow the Constitution, inevitably you get there. That's the way the Constitution is designed. It's a freedom document. Those who want freedom, here's your game plan. Here's the plan. Here's the planning book right here. It's called the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And we are exercising. I can be specific. We're exercising the process of the Declaration of Independence. There's a process that goes along with it. We're up to 38 or 39, I can't remember. I think we're getting into 39 territory. 39th grievance against the state of California. 39 weeks since the Declaration of Independence. It's a process, this Declaration of Independence. We will be declaring that grievance tomorrow. That's the first part. The next part in the process is the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, and then the Constitution. These are the things that we follow to form New California. It's a perpetual machine, if you will. It's motion that will not stop until there is a new state. That's the essence of the freedom document. That's what we have here in New California. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, 821R.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
This surpassed the 37th week of laying down grievances as to why we want to become and why we are New Californians and we are going to escape the tyranny of a tyrannical dictator and monoparty system.
运动发起人.
That was, of course, me at the Second Constitutional Convention. That was over a week ago. In Irvine, California, and fantastic conference, I might add. Absolutely fantastic conference. The Second Constitutional Convention for New California. Second Constitutional Convention for New California. It's, in, I'll tell you, it is absolutely a wonderful experience to be involved in. I am so proud of the many people that we are associated with in New California. Don Wilson, as an example.
This is really unique in the fact that it was all about how do we maximize liberty? How do we maximize the individual? Shouldn't the individual run his own life instead of the government telling the individual how to live his life?
That's one of the speakers, Don Wilson, of course, constitutional speaker, speaking on behalf of New California and other people as well that were there. We're going to see if we can get some other people to comment here very quickly. Now we got the. This is from Epoch Times.
Directly towards not only socialism but communism, and even the activities are fascism. They no longer want a difference of opinion, and they stamp that out.
I am standing up and being part of the New California movement because I believe that if we don't all stand up now and take back our rights. Take back that which was given to us in our Constitution by our forefathers, then it already is too late unless you're getting involved now.
That's some of the people that were there at the conference. Rochelle Connor and Charlotte Thornton, also, of course, members of New California. The Reverend Lou Sheldon was there, of course. He is definitely one of the reverends that we have for New California. Wonderfully, wonderful experience. You can see that whole article up on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, A21R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.